God created everything. So who created God?
You believe in God. So scientists couldn't figure it out, but you could. Is that right?
If there is infinite time,
yeah,
why not infinite possibilities?
Obviously this is, he has these people reading what he has given them, but at the same time he's making it seem like people are challenging him and he just has the answers. But we'll see what the answers are. But like, okay, Ali Dabo, the intellectual, just like, these are your hand-picked people with reading it off of a script. Who believes this? Is this like, does anybody actually come watches this and thinks that, like, oh my god, look at Ali Dawa, he's just like, these atheists are trying to challenge him, but he's gonna destroy them with facts and logic.
You believe in God, so scientists couldn't figure it out, but you could. Is that right?
Who says this? This is like the dumbest atheist arguments in the world. Like, who says that? Like, we have scientists who believe in God. Like, why are they making it seem like the question, like, are you, these actors are supposed to be like the dumbest atheists that you could find. Like, if you're going to create you're going to make people act like atheists challenging you, at least give them some lines that doesn't make them look like idiots. Like, you're just creating a straw man here. Who, like, okay, I'm sure there are idiot atheists out there, but is this like really the best argument? Like, if I was a Muslim, I'm like, hey, dude, do you know that there's scientists who believe in God? Like, there you go. Destroyed.
There was a study done in Oxford University by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who were not taught about Islam or Christianity or any other religion, they all had the inclination to believe in one God.
All right, that is, kids believe in Santa Claus. That's not going to be a good argument for anything. And if they did, so what? Like, we also have the inclination to believe in all sorts of superstition. We see pattern where pattern doesn't exist. We see agency where agency doesn't exist. How does this prove God? The fact that our brains are flawed, the fact that our brains, through evolution, got the ability to do things that were meant for our survival. You know, living in forests and jungles and in caves, not for a modern society. Like, seeing agency where agency doesn't exist, and also pattern where pattern doesn't exist, used to be advantageous for our survival. Before we had cities, before we had politics, before we had states. Now they are, you know, they are an inconvenience. They give us conclusions that are not very rational, but at some point they were advantageous for our survival. And again, seeing agency where agency doesn't exist, that inclination, that itself is not a belief in God. It's an inclination which eventually led to the creation of God by humans. It doesn't prove God. How does it prove God? I hope these people who are supposed to be acting like the atheists here, I hope like they're challenging on that. Like, okay, there's an inclination. And what? What about it?
Into any other religion, university by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who are not taught about Islam or Christian.
Also, let's look at the study. Let's see what we find from the university that suggests that children below the age of 5 find it easier. Okay, so this is what the study finds. Okay, listen. Children below the age of 5 find it easier to believe in some superhuman properties than to understand similar human limitations. Okay. Let's look at this study. Human predisposed to believe in gods and the afterlife. Okay, summary. New research finds that humans have natural tendencies to believe in gods. I thought he just said one god. Didn't he just say one god? Hold on. Maybe for children is different. An afterlife. Research suggests that people across many different cultures. Yeah. First of all, let me actually look at whether or not he did say one god.
Christianity or done in Oxford University by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who were not taught about Islam or Christianity or any other religion, they all had the inclination to believe in one God.
One God? Is this a study? Okay, the researchers point out that the project was not setting out to prove the existence of God or otherwise, but sought to find out whether concepts such as gods and the afterlife appeared to be entirely taught or basic expressions of human nature. Well, I mean, this is not a foreign concept. Like, this has been known for a very long time, that our desires to believe in gods and ghosts and spirits and, you know, animism and shamanism and all that stuff comes from natural desires and the way our brain is wired, which helped us survive in nature. For example, the desire to see agency where agency doesn't exist literally saved our ancestors' lives, because it's better to assume there's agency behind an event and run away from danger than to assume there is no agency and be wrong about it and die because of that assumption. So basically, you're taking a lower risk if you assume more agency that is required. If you see more agency in nature that is required, that's a safer bet. It saves your life. So in nature, when you were living outside in nature, our ancestors did for hundreds of thousands of years, you know, seeing agency and believing in these things, seeing like spirits, seeing spirits behind things, seeing, believing that, you know, there even, you know, not just animals and rain, but even rocks and rivers have spirits and behind them. These are things that, you know, started animism, all right, and then eventually shamanism. And before that, I think totemism. But it's amazing because these desires were there for hundreds of thousands of years in humans, and they still didn't believe in God or gods. They believed in totems, animism, shamanism. So if our brain was so inclined to believe in God, why didn't we have God for most of human history? Well, not written history, but it is our history. So human history is more than, you know, 200,000 years old, more than that. But we've only had God or gods for, I don't know, maybe 10,000 to 15,000 years. Not even, right? Maybe like less than 15,000 years, right? So a lot of that history, we have had the same brain that we have right now. And even before we had the same history, the same brain that we have now, we have those inclination to believe, see agency where agency doesn't exist. Yet we didn't create gods. So it's not fair to just make that connection, to say that that inclination is an inclination to believe in God. No, it's an inclination to believe in agency. It's an inclination to see pattern and agency where it doesn't exist. And that could lead to creation of gods, but it could also lead to creations of other things, ghosts and spirits. And spirits, specifically spirits and totems, were there way before we created gods. So if you want to talk about the inclination, talk about the inclination, but don't act like that inclination always leads to God. Most of our history, it led to something else. And again, this doesn't prove God. This doesn't prove God at all. This just proves the existence of the inclination. That's all it does.
Dawa, you have 1 minute for each question.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Can you?
It's so stupid. Why are you making it seem like these are not your people? Like, you're like, okay, let me like create a scenario like I'm being challenged. Obviously, you know the questions. These are your people. You have a script. Are you fooling your own audience? Like, if I was one of your followers, I would be insulted. Like, why are you treating us like idiots?
Prove God's existence. You ready?
Are you ready?
Can you prove God's existence
Let me destroy these stupid atheists for my audience to cheer me on. Like, honestly, like if any one of your audience that thinks that, like, oh my God, look at these two people that came and Ali Dava destroyed them. If they fall for this, and if that is your target audience, then you should be ashamed. Like, is this what you're trying to pander to? This level, like, you're looking at the people who follow you and you're treating them like fools?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Can you prove God's existence in 1 minute?
Let's look at Google. In order for Google to exist, we need the internet. In order for the internet to exist, we need the computer or our telephones or our tablets. In order for the computer to exist, there has to be human beings that create it, and etc. It relies on electricity. The question follows is the following. Google relies on the internet. The internet relies on the computer. The computer relies on us and electricity, and this goes on. We cannot have an infinite regress of dependent things.
Why not? Why not? Has anybody, they keep saying that. And he also acts like this is, okay, you're proving God, like this is all you got for more than 1,000 years. You have had time to come up with the existence of God, and you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. No matter how many times it is debunked, you just don't give up on the most dumbest, most pathetic arguments. I mean, this is all you got? This is all you got for God?
We cannot have an infinite regress of dependent things.
Who says that? Has that ever been proven? Has that ever been proven that that cannot happen? Nobody has proven that. They just say it and we just have to accept it. Okay, that was a claim. Let's see if there is any proof for that claim.
We require a place where it all stops and makes sense.
Where? Why? Prove it. Why is that a thing? Why have we just assumed that? You know, it doesn't make sense. Why does it make sense? Because I said so. Like, nobody has proved that it should be like that.
Which is the independent, self-sufficient, necessary being.
An independent, self-sufficient, necessary being. That has to be the beginning of everything. Why? Again, no reason. So your proof for God is like, I'm just going to make a whole bunch of claims, back it up by nothing, and there you go, voila, I have God. Okay, but the thing is that you have a definition for God, and your proof for its existence is that it's necessary. You're not backing it up with anything. Okay, so everything has to have a beginning, because why? Because I saw in my experience, everything has had a beginning and it was dependent on something else. And because of that, I'm just going to apply this to everything, even though I don't know if this is applies to everything. I'm just going to use my personal experience and just say it is so to everything. And there you go. I prove God. But like, I don't know how many logical fallacies could... Maybe the challenge should have been, how many logical fallacies can you fit under 1 minute? Maybe that's the challenge he's trying to win.
Which is God. God.
Why can't the necessary being be the universe?
Well, that's good that you say that, because first it shows that you acknowledge with me that we require a necessary being.
No, you don't. You're just saying, okay, so if you say, even if you tell somebody who's making an argument, even if we assume what you're saying is true, how do you know this? Okay, so that's a type of argument they use. You just say, like, okay, first of all, your assumptions are dumb. I didn't accept your assumptions, but even if I accept your assumptions, it still doesn't follow. Okay, so like, you're acting like this is a win for you. First of all, these are just your people. They're reading off your script. You're acting like they're not. So again, I'm assuming that you're assuming that your audience are mostly a whole bunch of idiots, but sure, whatever. But even you're trying to dunk on this imaginary opponent, and you're still losing. You're still losing even against the person that you have made to read a script, because he didn't say that. He's just like, okay, if there is a necessary being, which you haven't proven, you just claimed it's true, how come it can't be the universe? He didn't say he accepts. If I give that to you, it doesn't mean that I have accepted it. Oh my God, this is so stupid.
That's good. All you've done is applied this to the universe. And we say that contradicts the necessary being. Because the necessary being is independent, self-sufficient, and is necessary. The universe is not self-sufficient.
How do you know? The universe is not The universe is not self-sufficient. How do you know that?
Undependent.
Wait, the universe is dependent? How do you know that? How do you know this? You don't know this. What the hell?
It's opposite. So you can't have this be that. Because
you're just going to make claims. You're just going to make claims. It's just like, it is the way it is. Oh my God.
It contradicts.
Really? You're just going to take that? You're just going to accept that? He just makes claims. He doesn't back it up. How do you know? Dependent on what? The universe is dependent on what? Let us know. Like maybe like it published. Oh my God.
A rock that he can't lift.
I mean, this is an invalid question. When people ask this question, it's like a valid question. I can ask the question, can God cease to exist? Of course not. It's contradictory. It's like me saying, how many days in a week? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's not a yes or no question. I have to ask how many days of a week? 7. So the point is, the question is invalid. So...
Okay, the question is not invalid. You have defined something that if you ask questions that you can't answer, by definition, you have made the question about that entity invalid. So if the question is invalid, it's because the entity that you're suggesting, its existence is invalid. You have defined your God in a way that logical questions don't apply to it because your God is not logical. Your God's definition is in contradiction to itself.
So to say, can God create a rock so big that he can't lift, then the moment he creates that, he becomes not powerful because he can't lift it.
So that's by definition, it means he can't do it. And if he can't do it, then he's not all powerful.
There's no such thing that exists. It's just a question.
There's no such thing that exists. Exactly. Your God doesn't exist. Its definition is self-contradictory.
That is us for the sake of it.
Can't there be more than one creator?
No, because then we go back to the argument of necessary being. If there was more than one creator...
You're just creating the conditions of how things ought to be, you yourself, and then everything has to fit. And you're like, oh, why is that not true? Because it just doesn't fit to the conditions that I just assumed, that just pull out of nowhere.
Then the question is, how could you have one necessary being, which is...
You're saying we have to have one necessary being. Why? For no reason other than I just make the conditions. It just comes out of I just make the claims and you just have to accept it.
Self-sufficient in creator, then the question is, how could you have one necessary being which is self-sufficient, independent? If there is another creator, then it's dependent. It's not necessary anymore. So the question is, if there was two creators, firstly, Allah says in the Quran, they would fight each other for power. Yeah?
We're trying to prove God and your reference is the Quran. That makes a lot of sense. Before proving Allah, you use the Quran as reference.
Two powers fighting each other are dependent because they require more power to kill.
Wait, like where are you? Like where is the proof for all of this? If we have two powers, they will be fighting with each other. What does that mean? Okay, well, how do you know all of this? You're just gonna puke all of these claims out and just like we just have to take it. Who are these potatoes just sitting here and not challenging you? This is your pretend challenge that you have, like they're just sitting there and just taking it and like look at this. There's no pushback.
There was two creators. Firstly, Allah says in the Quran, they would fight each other for power. Yeah.
What? Oh my God. These depend, like first of all, if there were any source of anything, like they would probably not have any self-awareness or conscience for them to be fighting each other. Like if there's supposed to be an ultimate source for everything, I would assume it would not be conscious. So if you're saying it's otherwise and they do have, they are conscious and they're self-aware and aware of each other and fighting each other, that's a whole bunch of claim. That's a whole bunch of claim that you're just bringing out of nowhere.
Yeah. So that shows two powers fighting each other are dependent because they require more power to kill the other one.
What?
So that's why you believe there has to be one necessary being.
Oh my God, this video has gotten almost 1 million views and people have been loving it. This is one of the best videos of Ali Dawah with like so many, this has gotten such positive reception and this is what you have. This is the best that you have. This is what the Dabo community comes up with for the proof of God. This is the challenge. This is your response to atheism. Look, Ali, the name of the video, Ali Dabo answered the toughest atheist questions. Sure. These supposed atheists are just reading the script that you have given them and you're still losing. You're still losing.
That is self-sufficient, more power to kill the other one. So that's why we believe there has to be one necessary being that is self-sufficient, independent, and necessary.
There cannot be two gods, because if there were two, one would be killing the other one. That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Where's the proof? I mean, does this even need proof? It's so self-evident that nobody requires any justification for any of this.
Necessary.
God created everything, so who created God?
Well, the question is invalid. Once again, it's an invalid question. Just because somebody asked...
Everything is a creator. What about God? God doesn't need a creator. One of the most standard logical fallacies, special pleading out there. Why is that? Oh, why is my God special? Why does my God need a creator? Why? I just said everything needs a creator, but when you ask us about my God, all of a sudden, no, that's an exception. Why is that an exception? Because I defined it so that it's an exception. Okay? My God is special. Why? Because I said so. Because I've defined it so that it is. Just making stuff up.
Ask this question doesn't mean it's a valid question. Because what we say is we see cause and effect within our universe. It requires a designer. To come and say who created that designer is you haven't understood who the designer is. It goes back to...
So if you just understand who the designer is, you just believe. Okay, so just like, you're trying to prove God, okay, but if you just knew the God, then you would just understand everything, and you wouldn't be asking such dumb questions. That's my proof, okay? So just know God, and everything makes sense to you, okay? So the proof for God is understanding how I define God, and by understanding how I define God, then all these questions will automatically become invalid.
It goes back to the issue of the necessary being. What's the attributes? It's in the...
Yeah, like, what's the attributes? Like, we're supposed to be proving this God, but you just list the attributes, and by definition, your questions will become invalid. You cannot ask any tough questions. Why? Because I've defined my God so that your questions are invalid.
Dependent. It is self-sufficient. It is necessary. If you acknowledge these attributes, these three things... Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
you need to...
Why should I acknowledge it? You have given me no reason to accept them.
Acknowledge that the question of who created God, can God make a rock so that he can't lift, can God cease to exist, are questions that are not valid. It doesn't exist. The question you're asking, there's no such thing.
You know why? Why the questions seem invalid? Because your God is invalid. Because the questions are meant to show how the definition of your God is self-contradictory.
Because if there was a God that created him, then he becomes dependent now. He's not self-sufficient anymore.
Yeah, hence your God doesn't make any sense, okay? Hence, you cannot prove God by saying everything needs a creator and then saying my God doesn't need a creator. So the way you have defined your own God, it disproves the existence of your own God. They're like, oh, this is an exception. Well, then if this is an exception, then your law doesn't apply. And if your law doesn't apply, then your proof doesn't apply.
What we say is that this creator, as long as this necessary being is independent, is self-sufficient, is necessary, everything stops.
I come up with rules, and by those rules, I prove my God. And then if you try to apply those rules to my God, I say my God is outside of those rules. And therefore, when I say my God is outside of those rules, therefore I break those rules. And when I break those rules, I destroy the proof that I had for my God. It's a self-destroying cycle. And every time somebody tries to point it out, you say your questions are invalid. Why? Because I said so.
Why Islam when there is many other religions?
Well, that's a question I asked myself before I came to Islam. Why Islam? And when I did my research and what I was born with, the fitrah, there was a study done in Oxford University by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who are not taught about Islam or Christianity or any other religion, they all had the inclination to believe in one God, not two, not three. So to me, I had that in myself, to believe in one God. But the question was, why Islam?
The Justin Barrett research didn't say one God. Okay, studies by Emily Reed Burdett and Justin Barrett from the University of Oxford suggests that children below the age of 5 find it easier to believe in some superhuman properties than to understand similar human limitations. I mean, again, of course they do. Like, same children, if you tell them that, do you believe in Santa? Like, do you think a Santa Claus could go through a chimney and bring you toys and bring toys to all the children around the world? That would make a lot more sense to them than other explanations. Children were asked whether their mother would know the contents of a box in which she could not see. Children aged 3 believed that their mother and God would always know. Oh my God. Okay, so look at this. The same research that these people are citing is suggesting that kids believe that their mother and God would always know the contents. But by age 4, children start to understand that their mothers are not all-seeing and all-knowing. However, children may continue to believe in all-seeing, all-knowing superhuman agents such as God or gods. So if we want to rely on children, we should also start believing that maybe there's something to mothers being able to have, you know, superpowers and can know things that the rest of us can't, right? I mean, if this is the source of our information, right? Maybe children are then brainwashed into thinking that mothers don't know everything. Maybe mothers do know everything, okay? Because that's the source of our information, apparently. So maybe somebody should look into that. I mean, come on. This is not a very good... I mean, we're talking about young children. So this is the same age... Yeah, so by the age 4, okay? So he was talking about children below 5 believe in one God. And the same study kind of suggests that children below 4 believe that their mothers know everything. They have access to the unseen. They have access to El Mughayb, right? So that's... So is there something to that? If that's our proof for the existence of one God? Okay, so he's saying, why are you a Muslim? Why are you believe in Islam? And his source of information are children below 5 years old, okay? I mean, that tells you a lot about how reliable his source of information is.
All had the inclination to believe in one God, not 2, not 3. So to me, I had that in myself to believe in one God. But the question was, why Islam? I asked the same question to myself. And when I looked into it, I realized true monotheism in its true sense, because if you go to the Christians, they say we're monotheists and they believe 3 in 1. You go to the Hindus, they say we believe 1 million gods is one. The point is this, pure monotheism in his worship and understanding of who God is only in Islam.
Not true. We have... more, if you are more monotheism than Islam, we have the monists. Hinduism, he mentions Hinduism, right?
It's pure, yeah. Monotheism in his worship and understanding of who God is only in Islam. Not only that, also Hindus, they say, if you go to the Christians, they say we're monotheists and they believe 3 in 1. You go to the Hindus, they say we believe 1 million gods.
Yeah, so he says Hindus believe in 1 million gods, but it really depends, okay? So for many, Hinduism is a lot more complicated than this. There are sects within Hinduism that believe in absolute monism, okay? And, you know, they're, okay, so for example, if you look at Advaita Vedanta, which is here, look at this. So this is actually more monotheist, in fact, extreme absolute monist, which is a lot more extreme than Islam when it comes to the concept of oneness, right? So Advaita Vedanta, if you come to this monism part of it, it says there is no other reality than Brahman, right? So here, look at this. So there's no other reality than Brahman. That reality is not considered by parts, that is ever changing. Things have no existence of their own, but are appearances of the existent Brahman, and that there is in reality no duality between the experiencing self and Brahman. Okay, So here's like the way I understood it is in this, it Advaita, I think I'm pronouncing it wrong probably. It's not like in Islam where you have one God and then everything else is his creation. Because that makes two kinds of things, gods and non-God things, right? God and Quran, the uncreated word of God, and then everything else is created, right? Which is, by the way, in Islam itself, we kind of have a, two uncreated things. We have Quran and God. So this is what the Mu'tazilites had an issue with, the concept of the Quran being an uncreated word of God. Because if you want to say like, hey, Islam is the only religion that has only one uncreated thing, which is God, technically that's not true. It's God and the Quran. That's why they say it's the uncreated word of God. And this is a problem with the concept of Tawheed, or oneness of God, or oneness of one divine thing, because in Islam there's two. And Islam, being so picky about Tawheed, has this concept of two divine things, which challenges the concept of Tawheed, which is so obsessed about. And Mu'tazilites in early Islamic history noticed that, and they had an issue with it. And that's why they were insisting that, you know what, maybe we shouldn't say Quran is the uncreated word of God. But they were annihilated in the first Inquisition of Islamic history, so they went the way of the dinosaurs. So now everybody, it's Islamic understanding that no, the Quran is uncreated. Anyway, so somebody should tell Ali Dawah that your religion actually is not as insistent as oneness of divine entities as you think. There's two things. But if you want a religion that is more obsessed with oneness, it's this. You should go to, it's, when you said Hinduism has 1 million gods. Well, again, well, according to this branch of Hindu, this part of this Hindu practice, all those gods are nothing. I mean, they are basically reflections of Brahman, which is one thing, which is Brahman being the essence of everything. And their oneness is even stronger than Islam, because they don't think there is a one creator and everything else is created. They believe everything as a whole is just one thing. There is only one thing, which is all just Brahman. Everything is just Brahman, right? Including gods, including you, including me. This is why in Hinduism you say Namaste, because you say, I recognize the divine in you, because you are made out of the same things that gods are made of. Everything is just one thing. Everything is just one thing. So if you're looking for a religion that has, if you think like you became Muslim because it was insisting on one of just the number one, if you're just like so, you know, so horny for one, just go to this one then. Go to this religion, Advaita Vedanta. Okay? Look at this. They're saying, just look in, research this. So Ali Dawah, I just introduced you to a religion that you might actually enjoy more than Islam, given that you want everything to be just one thing.
Is one. The point is this, pure monotheism in this worship and understanding of who God is only in Islam.
No. Good, I showed you. Go follow that religion.
Only that. Also, when it comes to the Quran, it is the only scripture on this planet that is being preserved and has miracles that we can see. For example, if I go to a Christian and I say, look, I want to believe in Christianity, show me. You say Jesus gave life to the dead and this, that, with the permission of God. Show me. Or if you go to the Jews and say Moses did that, show me. Can they show you? No, they can't. If they come and say to us, what's the miracle of the Quran? We'll say, here's the Quran, and we can show you, touch it. You can feel it, you can analyze it.
Really? That's your response? How is it okay, let me check. I have a Quran right here. A miracle! I can touch it. I can touch it. How is this a goddamn miracle? God, okay, obviously the question is, like, hey, they split the sea and Red Sea in half. They have prophets that bring, you know, the dead back to living. But be like, they can't show it. And maybe, yeah, I mean, Islam has a prophet that split the moon in half. But he says, like, we should be asking for evidence. Let's show it. And we can't. Where? Like, there's nobody. But guess what? We have this. Oh my God, look at that. Look at all that miracle. Look at all the miracle. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we don't have somebody that could bring, you know, the dead back to life. And we don't have somebody that could like split the Red Sea. We used to have somebody that could split the moon, but he is not around. So, but according to Ali, we should be demanding, go show us. Where is it? We don't have it. Okay. But we do. We do. Where is it? Okay, great. So we could actually witness miracles. And first of all, miracles doesn't prove God, but let's assume that it does. And we'll be like, okay, there's something here. There's miracles. And what's the miracle? It's this. This is the miracle. Like, oh my God, look at this. You can touch it. You can say they could touch. He says you could touch it. Okay. Look. Oh my God. It feels so nice. It feels so nice and smooth. How could this not be a miracle? Look at this. It's a miracle. So many miracles. It's a miracle all over. I'm having a miracle overdose right now here. This is a miracle. This is as good as parting the Red Sea. Don't you see?
Why? Because also we learn from this, the Quran is for all mankind. And you can see it, you can hear it, you can examine it. But
I did, it was horrible. I mean, it's interesting though, as, you know, as ancient texts go, it's pretty interesting to study, but as a guide to life, it's horrible. And zero miracles noticed. I mean, how is this convincing anybody? Like, it's just text. How is this a miracle? God damn it.
But the miracle of mankind, and you can see it, you can hear it, you can examine it. But the miracles that the other prophets done, you can never prove that.
This one you can't either. What does it have? It has nothing. Where's the miracle? They kept on saying that. Like, I grew up as a Muslim, and they told us it's a miracle. Even as a kid, I was like, where's the miracle part?
That's why that was for that time specifically. And the Quran is for all times because we have a method, an oral tradition, which is the Quran, which we and many generations after us can examine. And that's what I did before I came to Islam. I examined it. I read it. I looked at the prophecies. I looked at the miracles. I said,
which prophecy? Give me one single prophecy.
It can be no other than by from Allah.
Oh my God. Okay. Do you have videos that shows us the prophecies and miracles in the Quran? Because I would love to review those. Should I review those next? Let's look. Yeah, I should do that. Anyways, this has gone long enough for now. Maybe I'll do the rest of this later. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like the video. Yeah, do all of that. Yeah, and also hit the bell button. That's Satan's bell. Hit the bell button.